This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on Monday, the 28th of June. Hi. Welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer off this week. Victoria is here. Jay is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on National Alaska Day. So, what do we want to know about Alaska? I remember when I was a kid, there was a song I played, I think it's a disc jockey, North to Alaska by Johnny Horton. You can probably find that, Phil. It was populated by indigenous people, tribes like the, I can't pronounce some of these names, Yupik? Does that sound right, or is anybody going to be offended? I have three stations up in Alaska listening to this program. I don't, maybe we should ask for some sort of translation. T-L-I-N-G-I-T. How would you pronounce that? Lingit? Without
maybe.
The soft T, maybe, huh? Anyway, maybe. They hunted and they lived on whale fat. Imagine that, huh? How'd you, can you imagine?
Well, that was heat and light, and right?
Yeah,
and they used the blubber.
The oil.
To, yeah. Oil
right.
Lamps and
that became a big thing. The Japanese have hunted whales for a long time. You hear this. Want to crank that up, Bill? It's a song called To Alaska. That's the song. And the Russians. Well, Crank, let's listen to a little discussion.
Way up. Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountain.
Nice, so anyway. That song means nothing to the two of you, I'm sure, but a lot of oldie moldies who are listening to us, probably my age. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. Play the whole thing. So the Russians settled Alaska for a while. They were only there for 60, 70 years. And then somehow or other they decided it wasn't a great place to be. And that was the end of that. And we wanted to expand into that area. The Russians wanted out. So we went up there and basically took their slot, if you will. So, I don't know, I think about, there was a, there was the, when the annexation came of this area, Alaska was purchased from the Russians for $7.5 million back in the 1860s, right after the Civil War. The Secretary of State, his name was William Seward, and this was called Seward's Folly. It was because nobody thought, why would we pay $7 million for basically a frozen tundra? Seward was smart enough, or whether he was lucky enough. Some of the oil reserves up there are the richest in the world, and so there's plenty of oil that comes out of Alaska that comes down to the lower 48 states. One of the reasons that we are oil independent, even though you'd never know it from the way the oil companies conduct themselves, are. Now, it was, I think, during the Obama administration, as a matter of fact, that we became quite oil independent. It was a hard thing for them to balance because the people who supported Obama didn't like oil pipelines, but yet Obama used, you know, whatever influence he had to convince people that drilling off the shore, off the coast, up in Alaska, wherever it was okay as long as it was done the right way. And I think he's right. I think it is okay as long as it's done the right way. But once again, we have the problem of corruption and greed that gets in the way. So some of the companies do it right and some of them don't. At any rate, Seward's Folly in Alaska, and hello to all the people listening up there in Alaska. It's sometimes nicer up there at this time of year when it's light pretty much all day long. There's 1 hour of darkness in Alaska at this time of year. So, and I think it becomes, I think it's between midnight and one, something local time, something like that. That's it. It's only dark 1 hour, 23 hours of light up there. And I remember going up there in late June one year and trying to sleep. We were on a base and we were trying to sleep. I couldn't tell if it was middle of the day or the middle of the night. We went out at 11 o'clock at night, got onto a biplane, and took a tour of this part of Alaska where I was. It was 11 o'clock at night. It was just like 11 o'clock in the morning. It was
that has
really
to be so bizarre
strange.
For your sleeping patterns
yeah.
and you know
yeah.
and your overall health.
And then 6 months from now, in the first part of wintertime, it'll be light 1 hour a day and dark the rest of the day.
That so, sounds glorious. I would like that one.
Really? Why would you like
yeah.
that? That's creepy.
Because you see all the stars, and I just love nighttime. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it is, but it's in its place. it's easier to sleep. The circadian rhythms of our body are aimed or built around darkness. People who sleep in the daytime, unless you make your room completely dark, don't sleep as well. Study after study after study after study has proven that. So it's better to... But it's tough up there. But temperature, I remember it was 70-some-odd degrees. And then we took a helicopter to the dew line. Do you ladies know what the dew line is or was?
Mm-hmm.
It really affected.
I did not know.
It was called the Distant Early Warning Line. It was a line that was set up by the Canadians and the Americans during the 1950s to protect us from the Russians sending bombers over the North Pole to America. We were so worried the Russians were going to wipe us out that we had the distant early warning line, which I think it's every 40 miles there's like a shack almost, and they had some detective radar devices. It was kind of primitive, but at the time it was all we had, and they also had lookouts that were stationed there to tell if the Russians sent bombers, you know, over the North Pole. That's what it was there for. It lasted, I think it was 12, 14 years or maybe more. But you can still see the stuff. So then we flew into an area. When we left wherever we were, and I'm trying to remember where we took off from. It was southern Alaska, Fairbanks, I think. And we flew up over the distant early warning line we were about 9 miles south of the North Pole. And it was 70 below zero. It had started the day in 70-degree weather. We got up into a snowstorm, and we landed, and we were all dressed for it. We landed, the four of us, four talk hosts. We walked around. It was the beginning of the time when they were taking oil out of shale. Have you heard of that? Do you know what that is, ladies?
Mm-mm.
Shale has a certain amount of oil in certain places, and up in Alaska, there's so much oil in the land, it seeps through, comes up to the surface, and it embeds itself in rock and sand and things like that. So it's actually been mined, and they take the oil out of it. It's a process now. But I remember walking on the shale and getting oil all over my boots and picking it up, and it stuck to the... Ooh. It was regular... Yeah, it was very heavy, very thick. Because oil, when it comes out of the ground, isn't like the oil you put in your car. Oil comes out of the ground is like glue. It's very, very thick and heavy and hard to manage, hard to handle. Before it gets into the petroleum refinery, it's very, very thick, gooey substance. So, anyway... I thought it was a little history lesson. Distant early. See, you learned that, ladies. You learned about the distant early warning line. You learned about shale oil. Wow. All kinds of things going on here. Here's something else that I want you to know about. Today, in Washington, there is a meeting of the FCC, and on the agenda are rules that require stations to look for foreign ties if they're getting programming from networks. So if you are listening to this station that's carrying this program, and they carry other talk programs, the stations are now going to be required to certify that if you're handling a program like this program is produced by me here in America, and most of the other stuff that you hear. But remember, about 4 or 5 months ago, when did I first talk about this, Victoria? It may have been longer than that, but the Chinese bought into a station in Mexico.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember
that? Was last year, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't remember. It was a while ago.
I think it was in 2020 at some point.
Yeah, it may have been. And I got bananas because of it.
Yeah.
And they were going to syndicate some programming on American stations. And I've said, I don't understand. They were even going to try to invest in stations. That's always been against the law. But there were some people. Remember, I remember talking about when Trump was... up to his Mickey in something. And they were talking about America for Americans and that kind of stuff. And then I brought up the fact that that administration is going to allow the Chinese and other foreign companies to buy into radio stations and buy into...
Yeah, that was under his FCC. That was a Jim Pai, the guy who was the head of the FCC at the time.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, it was a horrible idea. It didn't get anywhere. Well, it obviously got someplace because now there is a concern about programming, and I would imagine it's not English, it's not, you know, our language, but you hear a lot of these Asian programs now, the big cities especially, there's Asian programming, some of the Hispanic programming is suspect now as well, but there's a lot of foreign language programming, there's even Russian program. We have a Russian TV network, our TV is paid for by the Russians. And yet it's all over the place here in America. I'm on it from time to time because a friend of mine is a host there. My daughter said to me when she saw the video of me being on last time, she said, "You're on Russian television?" And, you know, it is sort of suspect in a manner of speaking. But anyway, the point is that there will be no allowances for anything that is not produced in America. So some of this programming is probably going to go away. No ties to a foreign government, which seems to me is the only thing that makes sense. So I would laud the administration. I haven't seen too much to praise them about so far, but this is a good move on their part. There's a grace period, I guess, that's been set up a couple of months. But, you know, if they find out you're programming something on your station that's not produced in America by Americans, whoosh, off with their heads. Which is quite appropriate as far as I'm concerned. Here's something that will help you that's also very appropriate. That is the fabulous way that Calitrin supports you, your body, your quest to lose weight and keep it off. It's pretty exciting when you see the results. A lot of people have worked very hard to lose weight and keep it off. So why wouldn't you want to enhance your options, your chances, by getting involved with Calitrin, which is the only natural weight loss formula anywhere that I can find, and that's why they're advertisers here, because they know I support their mission to fix a problem the natural way. So if you'd like to buy a 90-day supply and get another 90 days free, help yourself using the DJV code. You can do it now, plus you don't have to pay for shipping. Calitrin can be found at toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Beep. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's now time for us to explore what's going on in social media. I don't know, the this story seems to have taken hold. We talked about it earlier, Jay. The woman that jumped out in the road who caused the crash in the Tour de France. Maybe we get an update on that and other things that are trending right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so what is there? You want to tell the story, because some people may not have heard or have seen on our social media the update on this woman who jumped out in front of the Tour de France racers and caused a... What a mess.
Yeah,
so did they catch her?
They did not catch her yet. They're still looking for her. But, yeah, this fan, she had a cardboard sign. And it wasn't even so much that she was holding up for the cyclists, she was pointing it towards one of the cameras that were capturing it, and she stepped out a little bit too far, and it just caused this big pileup. Three of the cyclists ended up having to completely back out of the race, and she disappeared. So authorities are still trying to track her down, and I mean, it's incredibly reckless. They're asking any witnesses that can ID this woman to help out, come forward.
What's the punishment, though? I mean, like, what's the crime, really? You know, I mean, you accidentally knocked a bunch of people off their bikes, but, like, what's the crime? Right? Right?
Disorderly conduct. Whatever it is.
No, it's, what is it? Unintentional injuries by manifestly deliberate violation of an obligation of safety or prudence.
This is a translation
of that is recklessness. The crime is recklessness.
By the way,
and
I watched...
And it should be a lack of common sense, too.
I watched with my daughter and my son last night on Netflix a new show called Lupin, I think it's called. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a French thing.
Did you start from the beginning?
No, we just, whatever was on.
Oh, because season two just started.
I don't know whether we started in the beginning or not. I just thought it was fascinating. The first episode, he robs the jewels. Is that the first episode? Or is that maybe the first
episode? I mean, he is a thief, yeah. So yeah. I don't remember now exactly. Yeah, maybe you guys did start from the beginning.
It was quite good, actually.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's very popular, yeah.
Yep. All right. Prince, speaking of that, look at this person who spent... How much money? $151,000 on some handwritten notes from Prince?
Yeah, it was the handwritten lyrics to Nothing Compares to You. Written in cursive, which is a lost art nonetheless.
It is. $150. $150,000. Wow. It's amazing. So what do you do with something like that? How do you make sure it doesn't get burned up in the trash or something?
Right.
Put it
frame it,
glass.
Put it in an archive.
Yeah, put it like one of those big shadow box frames with fireproof and bulletproof glass and all of that.
All right, next item of interest here is the hammer thrower Gwen Berry protesting the anthem. Why?
Yeah, she was protesting the national anthem during the qualifying trials in Eugene, and she had spoken out saying that they weren't, she wasn't told that they would be doing the national anthem, but here the national anthem is scheduled to play daily at a certain time, which is 5:20 p.m. It happened to be when they were on the podium, so she was there to collect the bronze. And the Olympic officials are saying they will not tolerate anybody getting political on any level during the Olympic Games.
So what's your problem? Is it the usual, or is there, I mean, so she's black and she doesn't like the national anthem because it represents...
Well, she accused organizers of staging the timing of it all, playing the anthem right when they knew that she would be getting up there, almost like they were daring her to react. That was what she had said.
Why does she wear blue lipstick? Because she likes it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the answer, yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, listen, to each his own. So what does that mean? Does she get thrown out because she protested?
Nothing's going to happen with this time, but the Olympic officials have said that they will not tolerate anybody doing any type of protesting, not just national anthem stuff, but they don't want anyone getting political, whether it's social or otherwise. Yes, across the board, they just don't want to tolerate anything.
It's not a place for it. Yeah, that's okay. All right, so that's that story. Trending items. Follow them at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show, 29 after the hour.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLift.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a dozen people are confirmed dead and more than 150 remain missing from the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida, a suburb of Miami. Families of the missing visited the scene Sunday as rescuers kept digging through the rubble, giving hope that someone could yet be alive somewhere underneath the broken concrete and twisted metal. Mayor Charles Burkett, Sunday on NBC News.
We are going to continue looking for our residents and pulling them out until we get everybody out of that rubble. That's all we're doing.
A 2018 report may have exposed the faults of the building.
We're now doing a really deep dive into the documentation, into the communications that had been had over the years with that particular building.
A Pentagon spokesman said strikes were launched at operational and weapons storage facilities at three locations in Iraq and Syria Sunday evening in retaliation for drone strikes at U.S. military personnel in recent days. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The Delta variant of COVID-19 has hit about 20% of unvaccinated Americans. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread through the U.S., where more than 20% of new cases are of that strain. That number is significantly higher in the U.K., where the variant became the dominant strain a few weeks ago, and now 99% of new cases are of the Delta variant. But new case numbers there are not as high as in past surges, and the majority of hospitalizations are occurring in unvaccinated people. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the U.S. will have a similar experience with the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that areas of the country with low vaccination rates could see dense outbreaks.
The experience in the U.S. is likely to be similar. We have a population that also has a lot of immunity in it through both vaccination and prior infection. But there are social compartments in the U.S., both geographic and social compartments, where you have under vaccination and you don't have a lot of immunity in the population. It's particularly rural parts in the South, particularly. You're seeing what's happening in Missouri right now, where about 60% of the infections are the Delta variant. And so that's a reflection of the fact that you have parts of the United States where we don't have a lot of vaccination, and we also don't have a lot of prior infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the best of seven series, Game 1 of hockey's Stanley Cup Final is Monday night from Tampa, Florida. This year, the Montreal Canadiens and Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 at the hour now in the DJB program. Oh, it's time for Victoria and Jay and Doug to shine. As we put together pieces of what this day is all about, Monday the 28th of June, still people are talking about that misery, that horrible Miami situation, South Miami, and I want to know, I've asked this before, I don't know how we're going to, you know, we'll certainly find out sooner or later, but my guess is that this is an incompetence both on the part, this is a cozy deal between builder and building inspectors. I think that kind of thing happens too frequently, maybe a little payoff here and there. As this, did we find out who the developer was?
Who it
is that owns the building and put the buildings up? It must be that someplace. I didn't have a chance to look for it myself. But that will tell you something. Maybe at this point, all it does is it doesn't help the situation where the building is collapsed, but maybe it gives you an insight. Or it gets the focus. You can be sure that those inspectors are going to be looking at every single building that is in that area, especially if it was built by the same contractor with the same ownership. But, you know, you're building again on sand. And if you don't get those pylons down to the coral reef, put those huge steel beams down far enough in, this stuff isn't going to be secure. It's that simple. Anybody who had the slightest knowledge of logistics or understood that, hello, you can't build on sand.
The scary thing is that now, you know, residents who are talking about what it was like to live in that building, you know, nearby construction made the building shake, made it feel like it was an earthquake when there wasn't one. I mean, the building clearly had issues, and I don't know that this is a huge surprise to anyone who lived in the building or to, you know, certainly not to the inspectors who all the way back in 2018 said that the building had structural damage and issues. So
what did they do about it? Why didn't they do something about it in 2018? Why is it 3 years
later?
That's
the question. Yep.
That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Where do
now
you get
they're
the
looking
answer?
At, I don't know. Now they're looking at there are 59 other buildings right in that area that are either at the 40-year mark of being 40 years old or have just gone through the 40-year recertification. And now they're going to reassess all of that, too.
Well, just because it's 40 years old shouldn't mean anything.
Well, it's because they have the 40-year, but they have the 40-year recertification, and so a bunch of these buildings just got passed through. Now they're going to go back and double check to make sure that those buildings all deserve to have that recertification, right. Which I think is, you know, obviously
at this point, it certainly makes sense.
Yeah,
you'd want to know that. The White House has announced what's going on today with President Biden. He's going to meet with outgoing President Reuven Rivlin of Israel. A lot of people think that they don't understand that Israel has both a president and a prime minister. Kind of like Canada. Doesn't Canada have other countries have a president and a prime minister besides Israel? I think there are a couple of other countries. Anyway, this guy's coming to the White House, highlighting the enduring partnership. There's been a lot of, this is a photo op because there's a lot of focus on Biden because the conservative Jews in America don't think he likes them. And like Israel, he didn't like Bibi Netanyahu for sure, but there is this, and it's only recently, kind of as a result of Fox News as much as anything else, the litmus test for whether you're a good conservative is whether or not you support Israel. I don't know where that came from.
I don't
frankly.
Know.
You know, I never have understood that.
It seems to be a generational thing. Like my Jewish friends, they're especially their fathers are very, very have become very conservative and very like pro Bibi Netanyahu and pro, you know, settlist and things like that. And yet our generation, it's totally the opposite. And in a sense, a lot of my Jewish friends who are, you know, various like reform or, you know, not practicing or whatever, but they all kind of feel like as Jews in the world, if you're not loyal to or have some sort of, you know, connection to Israel, that you're like not even really Jewish, which is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of groups of like, you know, younger Jews who are coming forward saying, wait a minute, I am very proud of my heritage. I am very proud to be Jewish, but I can't stand what's going on in Israel, and I'm going to speak up about it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a global kind of wave that's happening. I mean, your own daughter-in-law has been very vocal about that on social media. She's Jewish. She's very proud of her heritage and very much anti what the Israeli government is doing, and in many ways pro, you know, Palestinian liberation. So it's not uncommon. She's very much a part of what's happening right now.
All right, you know who we're talking about? It's time for the Miles Report. You want to put your headsets on and smile?
Well, my headsets are quite a short time.
Yeah, you can still put them on. I think they'll reach your head, don't they? Yeah, okay, there you go. Miles is my 6.5-year-old grandson who's here visiting with his mother and his dad. Been here for 2.5 weeks, going home in a couple of days. This may be...
I'm going home the day after tomorrow.
You are. Okay, so... Do you want to tell everybody, some people may have seen the pictures of you and the dinosaurs. You want to tell the story to Victoria and Jay and everybody listening, what it was like to have that dinosaur, the Jurassic, what do they call it, the Jurassic experience or Jurassic something or other. But
Jurassic Quest.
Quest, that's right, okay. Now, we went down there. What I learned is that Miles knows every single dinosaur there is.
Not all of the dinosaurs. Some dinosaurs I didn't know there.
I think you knew pretty much most of them.
Yeah, I did. And I know some dinosaurs.
Miles, you don't have to shout. We can hear you well.
And I know some dinosaurs that were not there as well.
Really? Oh, well, we don't want to focus
on that. Like a foot-longosaurus.
What kind of saurus?
A foot-longosaurus.
Footlongosaurus.
Footlongosaurus. But they're not a foot long. They're longer than a foot.
All right, so what did you bring home from the...
Well, wait a minute. How was the show? Because I know, Doug, you were concerned maybe it would be too scary for Miles.
It was not.
It wasn't scary at all. No, it wasn't. It was okay.
And when I got there, was a big balloon pterosaur.
You got a flying
reptile that lived at the same time as the dinosaurs.
Right. Okay. And there was a megalodon, the one.
That's the prehistoric shark, and it did not live at the same time.
It didn't?
Wow. Go Miles, prehistoric shark knowledge.
I know a lot.
He's got no flies on him.
You sound just like your gramps. I know a
lot. And animals.
Yeah. And what other things? We saw that, let's see, what else was there? Pretty much every dinosaur that I've ever heard. I tried to pronounce some of them. Miles would look at the sign and say, okay, that's what this is. So I learned something as well. And Daisy was very interested. Daisy was with us, and she was...
Oh, this was like a drive-through exhibit, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, drive-through. It took over an hour to go through all of them. It's down at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play.
Nice.
And it was just,
Gramps, I've got to get back to my breakfast.
Okay, you can go back to your breakfast. Say bye to the girls.
Bye, Maya.
Bye.
Back to breakfast. Okay. Anyway, that's the dinosaur report. It was actually well done. Right, it was very nicely done. And the stuff was, the way it's done by Hollywood, and you can't recreate that sort of thing in a parking lot, but it's, the way they edited it and stuff and the way the dinosaurs...
Well, didn't they have, like, animatronic people.
Yeah, they
dinosaurs?
Had moving... Yeah, they had moving...
Because they have that at Universal, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, when Daisy was looking out the window, we got so close to one of them that you could have reached out the window and touched it. And it had, and so Daisy started to growl. But it was nicely done. And then we stopped, we went to a bookstore to get a book about sharks. And then we went and had lunch, and it was nice. It was a very good experience. Yep, it was good. 43 past the hour. I will miss them when they're gone because we've all had a lot of fun with them here.
It's been two weeks already,
I know,
right?
It's amazing. Yes, yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's amazing how the time goes. Brendan will be here in a couple of weeks, so they'll pick up the slack for a little while. It's 43 after the hour on the DJV program. If you have a problem with celiac disease, the digestive disorder that comes, it depends on how badly you have it. If you eat gluten things, which is what's in wheat and barley and rye, it'll upset your intestines. It'll upset. It'll make you feel like you have a heartburn. You'll have acid indigestion. It's very upsetting if you get it. But there's a way around it, so you don't have to worry about it. Gluten is not in any of the products that come from Yvonne's Bakery. YvonnesBakehouse.com is the web address. You can go in. I'm going to have them send me some more of their breads because that's, for me, in addition to their wonderful chocolate chip cookies and the other cookies they have. But the bread is, I love sandwiches. I have peanut butter and jelly all the time, grilled cheese sandwiches. I might have a little lobster and a sandwich, that kind of stuff. It's a great way to have a quick meal. But I'm frustrated because I can't find many gluten-free breads. And that's where Yvonne's came in. They'll help you, help everybody that you know, anybody, pass the word along about Yvonne's, E-V-A-N-S, YvonnesBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code after you've looked through the catalog online and you decide you're going to order some things. Use the DJV code for a big discount. And remember, everything that you buy is guaranteed. So it happens if you get it. You don't like it, so you send it back. That's their story at YvonnesBakehouse.com for everything you need that's gluten-free, YvonnesBakehouse.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream.
Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
All right, here we are at 48 after the hour. So the latest Ben and Jen sighting was at a birthday party.
Leah Remini's right? birthday party. Yeah, that's J-Lo's best friend forever. And so I guess Bennifer is still going strong.
That's good. We all like to hear that. I think we do anyway. It's kind of fun. So there's a published report in the Oxford Journal of Legal Studies that one of the members of Parliament in England wants to make it illegal to speak badly about cats, dogs, farm animals, even seagulls. They need to be safeguarded, and any animal that is, how do you offend an animal that doesn't understand what we say? But this is yet another example of how silly some people are, I guess as much as anything else. Dr. Alistair Cochrane has suggested it could be hate speech to say the lives of a non-native species matter less than the native ones. So if you're into that, I guess there's a whack job for everybody's cause, and that proves it. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time now for our daily visit from Chuck Curry's Movie Moments on the DJV program. We'll find out what the number one, what the best movie, not necessarily is the best, always number one, but we'll see which performed best. I guess we don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out, but we'll get the stats from Chucker right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We rode a blazing saddle. We wore a shining star.
Everything about this music and the movie is fabulous. From Blazing Saddles, which is, what, about 40 years old? Are we celebrating the release of Blazing Saddles? Is that why the music, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, Mel Brooks' birthday is today. He's 95 years old. He was born Melvin Kaminsky, born in Brooklyn, New York. I was also 1926. I would say a politically incorrect visionary. Believe it or not, he only directed 16 movies. His acting credits was in 67. Him and Buck Henry created Get Smart in the 1960s, one of my all-time favorite sitcoms. I thought that was a great show starring Don Adams. But 1974, think about this. Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, both released in that year. Starring Gene Wilder. That was an amazing... That itself was an amazing legacy.
Okay. So you've heard It's on Amazon, I believe. The Kaminsky Method. Have you heard that? There's a
Michael
Douglas and Alan. Okay.
Yeah.
So they took the name. That nobody's supposed to know this, so nobody got it. But the name was based on Mel Brooks' real name was. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It's an inside, but it's kind of cool,
good.
Actually. Yeah. Okay. So over the weekend, we have F9 and all kinds of tributes and interviews with Vin Diesel, who I learned his real name is Mark Sinclair. Did you know that?
I did not, but I'm not surprised his real name is not Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I know, right?
So anyway, he's talking about how Cena got into the picture. Apparently, the two of them hit it off. They didn't know each other before all of this, and they were both wrestlers, but they didn't know each other. And they apparently became very fast and good friends. And
I don't think Vin Diesel was a wrestler. He wasn't a wrestler. He was always a big guy. No.
But anyway, he says that Paul Walker, the spirit of Paul Walker, brought him John Cena. So apparently, apparently the chemistry is very good. I didn't see the movie. Did you?
I did not, as of yet. But, you know, it's interesting, John Cena. Yeah, I still say very few. John Cena's hit big. He's done very well in the last 5 or 6 years with movies. And casting directors seem to like him. There's been other, Dave Bautista, who plays Dax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's done very well. You know, back in the day in 88, Roddy Piper starred in John Carpenter's They Live, which I think is one of the better movies that any wrestler's ever starred in. But nobody's in the top what Dwayne Johnson's done. This guy's just likable. Yeah. He's good looking, and he's the most mainstream accessible of any of them. Dwayne Johnson, no doubt.
Yeah, no, he is.
But anyway, Fast 9, number one. It was basically, what a top-heavy box office. Fast 9, $70 million. Universal was hoping for around 60. They knew it would be lower than the other Fast and Furious movies post-pandemic. But that is a really good opening weekend post-pandemic. Played on 4,179 screens. Number two, A Quiet Place 2. So you go from $70 million to 6.2. Having said that, it only dropped off 31% week to week. It's holding up. It has what they call legs. $136 million to date. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, 4.8. $25 million in 2 weeks. Peter Rabbit, 2. $28 million in 3 weeks. And Cruella ran out the top five, 3.7. $71 million. It's also on Disney Premium. So I think that's done pretty well. People dug us going back to the movies. I think by next summer, we'll be completely normal. And I think by Christmas season, we'll be, I'd say, 75 to 80% normal. Not there yet, but getting better.
Unless we let the news media scare the hell out of us again because of Delta or something like that. But let's hope that's not the case. It's
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.